7:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aradiff, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Rova Williamsville Cougars, round two of the football playoffs tomorrow. Class 1A, they'll take a trip up north. Lena Winslow will be the opponent, and Cougars have had a great, sorry, Grant. Cougars have had a great season, and quite a tough conference this year on the Lincoln Trail, and joining us to talk more about it, the head coach of the Cougars, Grant Goldstrand. Grant, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for coming in with us this morning. You got your defensive coordinator with you here this morning, right?
Yeah. I got my daughter, Veda Grace. It's her fourth birthday today, so she wanted to come in and be a part of the radio interview.
Happy birthday, Veda! Oh, she doesn't. Now she's busy. She don't want to talk. She's got a game on the phone now, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, happy birthday to Veda Grace here this morning. All right. Well, let's start off talking a little bit about your team. The Lincoln Trail Conference. My goodness, you look at how things wrapped up. The top three teams, 6-1 in the conference, 7-2 overall. And then looking at your play in the conference, close games with everybody. Your four losses came to those three teams: Mercer County, Knoxville, Anawan, Weathersfield. All have done very well in the playoffs also. And then on top of Macomb, who was undefeated and up a couple classes from you. So combined record of 23-6, the teams you played against. Talk about your season, how you felt about the way things went.
Oh yeah, I think our schedule obviously is a tough schedule. I think we had the most playoff points in Class 1A. That kind of speaks for itself. Our kids are battle tested. They played some really good opponents. They played some really good opponents well. Unfortunately, in a couple of those games, we had about a quarter where we didn't play our best. So we didn't win most of those big ones. But I think they prepared us for the playoffs. Obviously, we played really well last week, and we're going up against a really good opponent this week again. So obviously, having all those experiences versus those different teams is going to help us out.
Yeah, it's interesting. That part of the state you're going to has had some really good football over the years. I don't know where they come from, but all the kids, doesn't matter what school, they're all big, aren't they?
Yeah, they seem to be pretty good at football up there.
Yeah.
Obviously, Winslow's got a rich football tradition, so.
Yeah, but like you said, you hope that your schedule has kind of prepared you for what you're going to see. We'll talk about, well, I know you've watched some film on them, tape. I'm too old, Tyler. I'm saying film still. You've watched some
footage.
Some tape on. Yeah, exactly. You've watched some footage of Lena Winslow. Tell me your impression of them and kind of what you'll look for out of that team.
I mean, they make no mistake about it. They want to run the football. They've thrown the ball 12 times on the season.
Wow.
They are very good at what they do. They've done it for a long time. Obviously, their kids are good at it. They like to get in wishbone, wing T, a couple other formations. They're coming downhill right at you, pretty similar to Knoxville.
You know, here in your fourth year at Rova Williamsfield now, you start out at Monmouth Rosehill, then here at Galesburg High School for a couple of years, and now at Rova Williamsfield. It's really interesting. As a player, you kind of ran the gamut of going through all the iterations of what's now Rova Williamsfield started. Were you ever just a Rova Tiger, or when you started, it was what, A&R then? Or?
Yeah, we were out at Rova when I started.
And then Mid-County. And then finally your senior year, or did you become...
We became Mid-County my senior year.
Oh, your senior year. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, but as between that and as a coach, you've gone through kind of all the iterations as now Rova Williamsfield. So coming in with a 6-4 record, of course, Lena Winslow, the top seed in Class 1A. Talk about some of the keys for your kids. I know one of the big things, and this is for every team when you get into the playoffs, limit the mistakes. I mean, that's got to be a biggie for you.
Yeah, obviously we need to play mistake-free football and offense and not turn it over. And then defensively, we have to just get aligned and do the get lined up in the right spots. And we have to tackle really well. They're going to force us to tackle. They're going to force our kids that aren't used to tackling a whole lot to tackle, like our corners and our safeties. And obviously, kind of one of the big things that we've talked about all week is to just a lot of coaches have said when they play Lena Winslow, the game is pretty much over before it gets started because everyone's intimidated by them. We've told our kids the same thing we told them last week. It's a playoff game. It's just another football game. So we have to come out of the gate fast, not be intimidated by their tradition, their pedigree, the success they've had, but just be ready to play a game.
Yeah, you got nothing to lose. You're still, 12 guys lining up on each side with a leather ball, right? I mean,
yep.
Yeah, it's easier said than done trying to get them not to think about that. But yeah, you hope they come in with the right mindset anyway.
Yeah, they've had a good week of practice. They're really focused. on what they're supposed to do offensively and defensively. And I think playing Knoxville recently, week 9, with a very similar offense, I think's kind of prepared our kids a little bit as well.
Have you had, I know in talking with Ryan Hebert yesterday, it's kind of interesting that, you know, once the playoffs start, you got to keep your guys in shape, so you still got to practice hard, but you're also at the end of the season, probably some nagging type of injuries that guys are trying to get over too.
Yeah, we've actually been really blessed on the injury front. We haven't had any injuries really all year long that have forced any kids to miss any games. But yeah, towards the end of the season, practice get a little bit shorter. Obviously, you don't have to do the everyday drills as long. Kids know what they're doing by now. It's just kind of this week we spent a little extra time going over what they're going to do offensively and getting lined up and doing those things because obviously you can't just sit there and replicate what they're going to do because our scout team players aren't, no offense to them, aren't as good as Lena Winslow starters. But just getting
that'd be quite a team if they were.
Yes. Yeah. But just getting them lined up so they know exactly what it is that they're looking for. Spend a little more time watching film and things like that. But yeah, we've been pretty good on the injury front, and I think our kids are fresh and ready to roll on Saturday.
Grant Goldstrand is the head coach of Rover Williamsville football team. They'll be in action tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock, up at Lena Winslow. I know it's interesting. I know their administration had sent out that behind your bench, the opposing bench, it's private property, no seating over there. So they suggested the Rover Williamsville fans bring lawn chairs or whatever. So that's going to be kind of interesting and a little bit different setup, you know, with all the fans being across from you. I mean, not that your guys necessarily notice that during a game, but
yeah. I mean, once kickoff starts, I'm sure no one wearing a white jersey on our sideline will notice it. But yeah, it's a little different. But I mean, they've hosted a lot of playoff games there, so I'm sure it'll be just fine.
Talk a little bit about your personnel. What you've liked that you've seen from your team this year?
I think up front we've been really good with our offense and defensive lines. Starting on the left side of our offensive line, we've had Brody Bledsoe, Gage Aldred, Grant Urlacher, Graham White, and Brian Dennis up front. Those guys have done a really good job all year protecting our quarterback, Riley Danner, to throw the ball and to open up running lanes for all of our running backs. So those guys, they don't get as much credit as everybody else, obviously, because they don't have a bunch of stats to go with it. But they do a really good job up there. Our quarterback is Riley Danner. He's a junior. We got a couple running backs, Brian Bertelshofer, a junior, Nolan Coverdale, a senior. We got some fullback, tight end type kids. They're all juniors. Jack Gotzel, Luke Nelson, and Spencer Brown. And then on the perimeter, we've got some receivers in Jackson Sharp, Lewis Sams, and Adam Cole that run good routes. They all have pretty similar stats. And so,
all right. How about talk about your coaching staff?
Oh, yeah, our coaching staff. We've got 5 coaches. Our defensive coordinator is Garrett Rao. It's his first year. He taught at Galesburg the last couple of years and coached football at Knox and Galesburg. He's done a great job for us this year. Our special teams coordinator is Jason Leidick. And then our 3 fresh soft coaches, we've had Tim Ingebretson, James Sams, and Jordan Danner. And they've done a phenomenal job all year long of getting our kids prepared, not only physically to play, but mentally ready to play.
Well, it's kind of nice to get a guy like Tim Ingebretson who might know a little bit about football, right?
Yeah, he's a great guy to have on staff. Probably wouldn't like me talking a whole lot about him on air, but our kids love having him around, and he's done a really good job with the kids. We're lucky to have him.
Rover Williamsville tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock, kickoff against Lena Winslow. Going way up north, talk about, you know, preparing for a road trip like this and what, you know, kind of the mindset. And, you know, it's kind of one of those weird things. You got to have lunch somewhere on the way or on the bus or something. Kind of talk about what that's going to be like for you tomorrow.
Yeah, well, with the co-op, we obviously have a little more things going on. But our Williamsville bus will leave over there at 7:30 and get to Oneida at 8 o'clock, and we'll do a walkthrough. And then about 8:15, our parents are going to have a breakfast served for the kids. Our parents do an awesome job with all that stuff, team dinners, breakfast, decorating the field, all that stuff that coaches don't quite have time for, but it's really appreciated and all that. And then we got a send-off ready at about 8:50 or 9. We're hoping to get out of Oneida at about 9 o'clock. Got to send off through town and up towards Woodhall, and then we'll get on 74 and head up there and hopefully get to Lena about 11:15, and start on our normal pregame routine from there.
Yeah, I guess that's the that long bus ride, get out and get loose, and then kind of get back to the normalcy when you're on the field.
Yep.
All right, 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow afternoon. Of course, if you can't get there, you'll be able to hear the game on 94.9 FM 95, and we'll have it for you. Brad Benowitz will be there, and is it Sean or Jake with him? Or
I believe both? Jake is going to
be there. Jake Miller along with him. And so we'll have the game there for you, streaming as well on the website. Well, Grant, thanks so much for taking the time this morning. Best of luck to you and the Cougars tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you. Appreciate the coverage.
Veda Grace, you want to say hi? You get right up there by the microphone.
There, you want to say anything?
Oh, there you go.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Go Cougars!
All right, go Cougars.
Good one.
Veda Grace, thanks. Coach, thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.